Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Whalers, a podcast where we get drunk and talk about Dishonored. I'm Claire. I'm joined, as always, by Sarah.
Hi. You were like, way peppier on that than I usually am.
It's true. I did hand motions, and that really, like, made a difference.
Well, too bad that those can't be recorded in an audio format, but good job.
Just imagine tiny little, like, punches on, I can't remember what words they are, but, like, do, those kind of punches. Very cute. Thank you. I do my best. Okay, well, Dishonored.
we're talking, this mission's called Follow the Ink.
I wrote it down this time and everything.
Incredible.
Thank you. I did it purely because I thought you'd be proud of me.
I am very proud of you. Good job. Everyone. we are...
Sorry, my cider tastes kind of funky.
Do you just have, like, normal cider?
Yeah, it just tastes kind of funky.
I don't know how to help you with that.
I'm gonna drink it, though. 8:13 on a Monday. I'm drinking the cider.
Yeah, we're recording on a Monday, so we were both at work today, which is terrible.
Yeah, it was really horrible.
Don't recommend going to work, guys. I'm gonna read this intro. Podcasting
for your main job. Yes, please, read this intro.
Okay, so the intro for this mission is... When I first caught sight of Dowd, I was just a broken kid, staying alive out of spite. He cut the throats of three men without making a sound, leaving only blood and death in his wake. I don't know what I was hoping for when I followed him that night, but he shared his strange magic, and more than that. His skill, his time, his trust, and sometimes his secrets. Now he's not the man he was. Here in his final days, he's got wounds that won't ever heal, and regrets as sharp as mine. I know how much that carves you up inside, but I found him. And he wants me to help him make up for a lifetime of sins by killing a god. The Abbey teaches us the outsider preys on weakness, that the void is the source of doubt, heresy, and suffering. The outsider is to blame for all our ills. Who knows? Maybe they're right. Yeah, sure, Billy, maybe they're right. Not so sure okay. About that one.
That's just such a weird thing to say. Like, I think maybe doubt sometimes just happens when you're a human being.
Sometimes you feel bad things and it's fine. It's
sometimes
not...
you have depression and it's not because of some weird occult god. go to therapy.
There's no therapy in Dunwall.
All right, fair enough. Anyways, I don't think that the outsider is to blame for all this, and you know that if I could blame the outsider, I absolutely would, so that's a guaranteed fact for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so that's how you know it's true.
Yeah, so let's see, we wake up, we're in Billy's little cabin.
There's like all this, there's the stuff that we already talked about last time.
I don't know if this is like a new chapter of the Lonely Rat Boy on her bed.
I think it is.
Same one.
Because okay. I think every mission there's like a little bit more of it, so it's like the new chapter of the sad rat death book.
Yeah. To accompany our sad rat death game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, read the copy of The Lonely Rat Boy, which is mostly just kind of a little sad. And you can pick up a newspaper that is... What is it? It's like, you see them all over, but it's like, oh, a raid happened at the Albarca Baths.
Yeah.
The Grand Guard took out the Eyeless Gang.
Yeah, it's like, oh, like, the Grand Guard suffered some losses, but, like, none of the Eyeless survived. It's like, cool, guys.
Yeah, like, ooh.
Love that.
Okay, then. Just, okay, we're just gonna go right there for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, I guess.
It's not fine, but when has anything ever been fine?
You know, that is... Fair enough. Like, I mean, I can't prove you wrong with that one.
Thank you. Yeah, and then you can, like, leave Billy's little room, and Dowd is on the cot in the whale, the dreadful whale, the boat, and he looks like shit.
He's not having a great time, honestly.
No.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
So you can go talk to him.
He says, he's like, what the fuck happened to you? Cause she like, just got her, like, fucked up arm and eye situation. Like, that happened, like, in the room while Dowd was out here, I guess.
Right.
Cause it happened, like, in the real world.
Yeah, he didn't even hear her cuss out the outsider, basically. Where are we? Oh, this is reminding me, though. Last time we were like, oh, yeah, I guess Dad knocks out everyone in the Albarca baths, but that is mm-hmm. not true. He does kill them.
Does he?
I went and watched, and I thought that they were knocked out.
But he just did a bunch of murders.
He did a bunch of murders, and I know this because I was on the wiki page for Jeanette Lee, who is the lady in charge of the baths. And if you leave her unconscious but alive, Dowd will kill her.
Well, I mean, that's in that case, it's like, well, that's fair. She, like, made him do cage fights for a year or whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's... I mean, I'm not to get into morality, but it's like, that one's understandable.
that one's fine. It's the rest of them that it's like, I don't know, dude. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's not fine. Dowd has also never been fine.
No. And he's also not fine right now, because he will start looking at your fucked up arm. He's like, did the outsider do this? And you're like, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously it's the outsider.
Yeah, and he's like, he basically is like, what did he say to you? So he's definitely doing fine, re the outsider.
Yeah, and then they mostly just have like a cryptic conversation about Billy's dreams, and Dowd's like, I never knew what the black-eyed bastard wanted, be careful. And it's like, well, I did not have a choice to have this fucked up magic arm.
But, he's like, the outsider's gifts always come with a price, but you won't know until it's already been paid. It's like, okay, dude.
Yeah. They talk a little bit about how Dowd found a way to kill the outsider. He's like, wow, look at this knife. You're like, wow, a knife.
Yeah, this, like, funky little knife that he doesn't have, but it's in Karnaca, which I guess I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know how he knows that.
Me either, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, this is like, okay, well, he's been here for a while, so I don't really care. And he talks about how, like, I guess the Eyeless gang have, like, a bunch of leaders know where the life is. So Billy's like, cool, I'll steal a knife.
Yeah, she's like, I'd love to steal things. He's like, oh, they all have this tattoo, and, like, shows her a picture of a tattoo, which is just, like, a funky little triangle with, like, a line on it.
Yeah, it's not, like, wild.
It's not, like, the outsider's mark or anything. It's, like, kind of lame.
It's just, like, a funky triangle.
And he's like, yeah. It doesn't look like an eye.
That's a great point. It doesn't look like an eye.
Which I think is bad graphic design on their part. Not that I'm the expert.
Well, as the expert, I do agree that that's bad graphic design. It's, like, not a great tattoo. I would be not pleased to have this on my body for the rest of my life.
Well, good luck for later in this mission.
Yeah.
So,
Dowd will tell you, he's like, I bet you can find out information on the Eyeless at this tattoo parlor called the Red Camilla. I always overheard members of the gang talking about how they got their tats there. And then he goes back to bed.
Yeah, and you can, like, keep talking to him. Which I did, just to get all his lines. And he, like, says, like, a bunch of shit about the outsider and, like, how he's always watching. And that, like, when he knows when he, like, gives people the mark that it's gonna, like, fuck up their lives, but he doesn't care.
I mean, that probably, like, is true. He probably does know that part.
Yeah. He's like, oh, all these cults, like, did fucked up shits to talk to him. And it's like, do you ever talk about anything but the outsider?
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
he says, when you find the Eyeless leaders, you can do what you want with them. The world won't care whether they live or die. Which I think is the game, like, being like, there's no chaos.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I do miss the chaos, though. It does make it a lot easier.
I know. Sometimes you just gotta kill people.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think there wasn't really a way to do it, because, like we said, you get to have contracts, and a lot of the contracts involve killing people.
It's like you can only do low chaos if you don't kill that mime, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
I did not kill the mime.
I did kill the mime. I killed the mime for us. It's gonna Thank be you. A contract we get later.
Thanks. I didn't do any of them.
I did two of them. Two of them are kind of hard, but I've done them all before because I've gotten the objective for doing all of them.
Yeah, so you still have the deets in your brain somewhere.
Yeah, I do. So you could just wander around the ship. You can find, there's, like, a picture in the kitchen of, like, Billy standing next to Duke Bell.
It's Aramis Stilton, isn't it?
Just kidding! It's Aramis Stilton! I'm wrong.
Can you imagine if she was friends with Duke Bell?
I cannot! So it's she's standing next to Duke Luca Bell, and the picture is kind of like flickering in and out of existence and like being replaced with an image where she has like an eye patch and she's standing alone. So like kind of like the void leaking through. And when she goes and comments on it, her little void arm like glows and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, and like then the outsider like whispers to her and it's cool as hell.
Yeah, and, like, you can find a bunch of these little things, like, all around the district we're about to go to, and, like, the outsider will talk every time she looks at one, and it's just, like, a neat touch.
Yeah, he says, like, really, he mostly just, like, says, like, really ominous shit that's either, like, making a parallel between him and Billy, or that's just, like, talking about, like, the void, like, leaking into the world and breaking stuff. It's like, this is fine, this all seems fine.
This all seems okay. You can also find Dowd's journal and read it right there in front of him.
it's like around the corner from him, so that makes it fine.
But he's basically just like ruminating on finding Billy Lurk again and basically being a real dad about this. He's like, oh, I remember when she was young and she had such promise and, you know, she's always trying to impress me and she became more and more ruthless, and I turned her into what I was. I was like, damn, dude, you should, like, write this in code.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, it's like, you know your fucking sneaky-ass kid is gonna be reading this.
Yeah, like, you literally trained your daughter to be a thief and an assassin, so I don't know why you thought she wouldn't read your diary.
Well, spoiler, but I was playing ahead a little bit, and the next section of his journal, he says that he knows she's reading it.
Nice. That's cute.
Very sad. No, and this one, it ends with basically him being like, Billy knows that I forgave her a long time ago, which I don't think she knows that. And then he says, but I wonder sometimes if she ever thought to forgive me, which I think is very sad.
I think that's, like, a good as shit line, because, like, you're right. Billy definitely does not think Dowd's forgiven her.
Like, absolutely not. That's why you need to talk, you guys. Yeah. You can't just write each other journal entries, but whatever.
It's fine. This is a substitute for a relationship. And frankly, it's more than most dads do, so.
There you go.
So you can go up and get off your ship and
There's a painting of the outsider here.
There is a painting of the outsider here. I didn't comment on it because you can't pick it up. It's the one you stole.
You can't comment on it and
you
basically.
You can comment, you just can't steal it because you own it.
You can't steal from yourself.
Yeah. Dowd will make some cryptic comment I didn't write down, but...
Basically, Billy's like, oh, the Abbey always told us to hate him, and Dowd, like, cuts in, which I actually really like, because that usually doesn't happen, and he's like, well, this time they're right, and Billy's like, do we work for the Abbey now? And Dowd's like, no, like, they would kill us if they could, but, you know, whatever. He basically is just like, nope.
Like, no, we don't like them, but maybe they have a point.
Yeah. So thanks, Dowd. Yeah. Oh, and there's a wanted poster of Dowd in here, which you can, like, if you comment on it, Dowd's like, man, where did you find that? I haven't seen that face in years.
I thought that was so funny.
Well, and because then, when he's like, oh, and you kept it all this time? I'd be more careful of nostalgia if I were you. It's like, Dowd, of all the people on this boat who should be careful of nostalgia, I don't think it's Billy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think it's fine that he's nostalgic, because he's old as shit now. He's 500.
Yeah, he's 500 years old is what it looks like.
Really does. Okay, so now you can go leave your ship and go to, the Upper Aventa District? No, Upper Syria District?
Upper Syria District.
Yes, the Upper Syria District, and you can just take a rail car up there, and you get a little primer on Billy's powers, which don't work the same way they do in any of the other games.
Yeah, even her, like, her blink is, like, substantially different.
Yeah. So, she's four if you include the talking to mice thing, which apparently is just not from the outsider. She can just do that. She can just talk to rats.
That's just normal. You could do that, too, if you tried.
I do talk to rats.
All right. Well, you do live in New York, so.
They don't talk back, but that's on me, not them.
Yeah.
So she has, I wrote them down. She has Displace, which is, like, her version of Blank, which does not remotely work the same way.
Yeah, it's, like, you can, like, place a marker, and then you can, like, wait until you go there.
Yeah, like, you place a marker, and then when you click to Blank, you can go from wherever, as long as you have, like, a sight line. But you can also place markers on people and explode them.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Yes. I didn't do it this time, but I know I've done it before, because I've gotten that trophy.
Good job.
There's also Semblance, Which you could just steal someone's face for a little bit.
Yeah, I, like, I was trying to use it this time because I, like, never used it, like, the first time I played this game. And it, like, looks, like, wild because it's, like, they have to be knocked out. And then, you, like, it's, like, her like, hand goes over their face and, like, puts it up to her face.
Sucks it away, basically. It's, like,
wild.
Like, their face kind of, like, blackens and crackens like it's ash. And it, like, pulls into her palm, and then she's wearing their face. And, like, when you look at the, unconscious person on the ground, their face is all gray.
Oh, I hate that.
And if you look at other people when you're wearing someone's face, other people just walking around will have, like, glowing, kind of wispy eyes. It's like, what's that about?
Yeah, it's a little, it's fucked up, but
it's really unsettling, but very convenient.
You can use it to, like, impersonate certain people, too. So, well, it's, like, if you like, are being a guard, people will treat you like a guard. But also, there's, like, characters who you can, like, be for certain things.
Yeah. So, it's really convenient. And then the last one is Foresight, which is kind of just, like, astral projection.
It's, like, you can stop time and go, like, wandering around outside your body.
Yeah. And, like, this is also, like, kind of the version of dark vision, because when you're astral projecting, you can, like, see guards and mark them so you can see them in your, like, range, like, in your view.
Oh, that's what that does? I didn't realize that.
Yes, that's what that does.
I'm not good at using these powers. I kind of just kill everybody.
Yeah, so you can mark people with it so that you can see them, like, through walls and stuff. It's also convenient because, like, you can astral project through, like, small areas or, like, gutters and, like, come up into other rooms, place a marker, and then, like, project, like, and then displace yourself through the window into a building.
Yeah, it's convenient if you know how to use it, which I don't.
Okay, well, I'm loving it.
Well, there you go.
So those are the new powers you get, plus talking to rats.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is, like, yeah, so basically, usually you like, get out of your rail car, and you're just in this, like, kind of nice, like, plaza area, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But also, this is hostile territory, and the people are not pleased to see you.
Yeah, I guess because there are wanted posters of you everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
So I guess that's why.
Yeah, so basically, these missions function a little differently than other missions in Dishonored, because in other missions, you pretty much just have one main goal in one area, and there's, like, side quests you can do, but you still have the one main goal. But in this one, you're, like, just, like, your main goal continues to expand. It's, like, way more of a mystery that you're uncovering.
Yeah, it's like very open-ended, kind of, because you have this big open area, and it's like, okay, go to the tattoo place, and then you get, like, other objectives as you do that.
Yeah, so, like, this area has, like, several houses for several prominent people, like a bank, a bar, which we will go to the bar, don't worry.
Fucking, yeah, totally normal bar that is not doing anything bad. It doesn't involve blood.
Yeah. There's also, like, several, like, public officials' houses, people fishing, like, there's a taxidermist office, and there's a black market.
I forgot about the taxidermist.
This is the first time I found the taxidermist, and let me just say, that was supremely fucked up.
I, like, remembered it, but I thought it was in the next mission, so I didn't go there.
No, I did go there by accident. Oh, I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But yeah, so there's just, like, people hanging around, the player people. I forgot the word musicians. The musicians are there
the
singing.
The Serconin musicians. The yeah. players.
You know, the They're traveling chilling. Players.
Yeah. And the Red Camilla is, like, pretty easily accessible from here. It's, like, one of the first shops in, except, oh, the door's locked. Sucks.
Yeah.
Time to go home, I guess.
Yeah, then you just go back home and you tell Dad that you couldn't get in.
Yep.
Or you go around back and you break in.
Or you can astral project through, like, one of the grates.
All right, well, I went around back.
Yeah, you can go around back, like, through, like, a wolfhound exposure or enclosure.
Yeah, sorry, wolfhounds.
And go in through the back. I went in through the front because it has a glass door, so I just astral projected myself in there and teleported.
Trick. Yeah, there's basically, like, a maid in there sweeping, which if you read one of the notes in there, it's because she, like, got in trouble for, like, using the, I don't know, she, like, did something with one of the weird, like,
she accidentally sprayed, like, a bunch of, like, the, like, machines in, like, this is, like, basically a salon, like, you can get your haircut, but she cleaned like a bunch of the equipment with Rivercrest oil, which sounds bad. I don't know why they have that, but the owner was like, okay, well, you're lucky I didn't fire you because all of our customers have like horrible blisters now.
Well, it's because it's like one of the, like, there's like a thing that like lists all the treatments they do, and it's all like kind of like gross shit.
Weird.
Yeah. And like Billy's reading this and she's like, are rich people just like poisoning themselves? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, supremely. It's so funny. I wrote some of them down because I was like, these are so fucked up. But, and like, there's like a, just, it's like one of them was like a fetal rat facial. It's like, yeah. What the fuck?
Like, and that shit was expensive. It was like the most expensive thing. I was like, is everybody like okay?
Yeah, it was like 225 coin.
It's like, you could buy a couple bullets for that.
Yeah. Because, like, some of them were, like, hairdressing, mineral wash, and then, like, the last three were, like, living leech treatment, fetal rat paste facial, and Attermeier solution injections.
Which, like, is, well, do you remember how those, that stuff is, like, recalled? Which are still being
recalled.
It's fine.
Yeah. So, that's great. But, yeah, it's pretty much just a salon you can go through. I went and stole a bunch of shit. I knocked the poor maid out because it's like, I don't think this is your fault. I think probably if they didn't want you to accidentally clean with Rivercrest oil, they shouldn't have Rivercrest oil in their salon.
Correct.
Just seems like maybe that's on them a little as well. And in the back of the salon, you can find Yulina Ray's tattoo parlor. She owns the Red Camilla Salon. Very convenient.
It's, yeah, there's a bunch of, basically like in the little room with the tattoo chair is just like, the eyeless symbol is just on the wall, like, five times. It's like, did you forget what it looked like?
Well, there's variations. One of them is, like,
oh, yeah, the they, like, normal do different one, things.
And the other is, like, for, like, high-ranking members, you add lines. So, it's fine. So you can snoop around and find her appointment book, which is nice.
Yeah, it like, lists... It's very nice that the lady in this, like, secret evil cult is like, I'm gonna write down all the people who got my cult tattoo and label which ones got the cult tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thanks.
So, like, there's three of them that have, like, there's the initials DM, design, cultist blessing. Ivan Jacoby, who is, like, a politician, basically.
Yeah, we've, like, seen posters of him talking about regraving.
Yeah. And Sean Yoon, who's a composer and an opera singer, they all got a cultist blessing. The one for Sean Yoon notes that this tattoo is on the house.
Yeah, she and Yelena and Sean are, like, dating.
Yeah, they're definitely dating. And there's, like, a bunch of others who got, like, half the others all got just eyeless motif, which means they just all got the eyeless tattoo.
Yeah.
And, like, two people got normal tats. Like, one person got, like, flower, like, number two, and, like, arabesque number five.
Well, it's, like, because she's, like, I guess, like, a fancy tattooist, because at the top of her appointment book, she was, like, listen, I don't do tattoos for just anybody. Like, only famous people.
Yeah, she pretty much says, like, the only way you can get a tattoo is if you've been recommended by someone who already has gotten a Yulina Ray tattoo.
So,
which is, I like, guess, kind of funny.
I guess all the fancy people only want cult shit.
Fair enough.
So Billy's basically like, okay, so Sean Yoon, Jacoby, and some other person who will never come up later. But so basically you have to go investigate, those two people.
Right. You can also tattoo yourself.
Oh, yeah. Which, it's very funny because I always just do this and it's like, I always forget what the reason for it is until later.
Yeah.
And also this time I didn't even need to because I went into the place a different way, but that's fine.
Well, I did get a tattoo, and Billy says, I always wanted to join a cult, and then tattoos herself with
a tattoo
gun.
I gotta say, tattooing yourself with a random cult symbol is the most metal shit imaginable.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tattoo! That's forever, dude!
She just fucking does it!
Unbelievable. And also, it's like, you can't see it because it's, like, under her glove. She's wearing a glove.
I guess if you don't care, like... It's fine. Like, if you don't care about joining the cult, it doesn't matter if you get a cult tattoo, because they only really use it to, like, acknowledge each other.
They only use it so you can, like, get indoors.
Yeah. It's like, Billy's already a wanted woman, so it doesn't matter if she's also wanted for being part of a cult.
Yeah, I personally would not just give myself a
cult tattoo. I personally would not
But I'm not cool enough, clearly.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But yeah, so you get a tattoo.
Yeah, and then after that, they're like, okay, well, either let's go visit Sean Yoon or Ivan Jacoby. And I went to go visit Ivan Jacoby first because he's closer, and also because you can hit the black market shop on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the black market shop
get contracts.
It's like it has all the contracts and the person there who will sell you stuff, which is nice of them.
Yes, it's very convenient. So for the contracts, we have four contracts for this mission. Number one, kidnap the bartender.
Of the bartender of the Spectre Club.
Yes, so this says the bartender of the Spectre Club is a lying, heartless snake. I'm going to bury him in my garden to let him think about his mistake for a day or two. If you want to make some easy money, knock him out and steal him.
I don't understand why this person thinks that that's not going to be fatal, but whatever.
Maybe they're planning on, like, drilling a hole.
Okay. There's another one that's like, that basically says if you kill the mime, and there's a mime in the plaza area, and you kill him and make him, you have to make it look like an accident. Like to make it look like he killed himself. And if you do that, they'll split the insurance money with you.
Yeah.
I don't know why this person hates the mime so much.
I don't know. But yeah, basically he's like, oh, the mime performs most days on this area not too far from Dead Man's Bluff, an infamous suicide spot. Be like, smart and make it look convincing. It's like, okay.
Thanks.
And this one is, like, very annoying to do. I did do it this time, but it's like, you have to knock him out and throw him off Dead Man's Bluff. Like, you can't kill him and then throw him off the bluff. You do have to knock him out.
Because I guess they're going to do a fucking autopsy or something. Also, there's, like, people watching him. So I've never...
I always am like, yeah, I'll kill the mime. And then I'm like, oh, God, it's so far to get to Dead Man's Bluff with no one seeing you carrying this mime.
Who like, hey, why are you carrying that mime?
No reason.
Yeah, right to the
number
mime.
Number three is workplace harassment. There's a woman who works at the Dolores Michaels Bank, and she has a certain customer who is, like, threatening her and blackmailing her and nailing dead blood flies to her door.
That's fucked up.
And the person's like, if you follow this woman, I bet she'll lead you to whoever she's working for. Kill her and I'll pay you.
Cool.
I didn't do this one mostly just because it's kind of annoying and I've done it before. Like,
Who is she working? Is she working for the taxidermist or for somebody else?
I don't think anyone cares or knows who the guy she works for is. Like, I don't think he is anyone.
Cool.
He just sits in front of the Spectre Club. Like, there's nothing else, I don't think. Yeah, and I also don't know why. I don't know why we're tormenting a bank employee.
I don't know what you want to gain from that.
Yeah, don't know. It's like, it's very unclear. And the last reward is the missing brother, which I did this time. Some guy writes in that his brother Alberto is nowhere to be found. And then this dude notes that Alberto's assistant at the dentist...
Dentists are never creepy.
Yeah. So the dentist office mentions that Alberto was getting an exotic cocktail at the Spectre Club, which we will go to. I did this one as well.
Nailed it. Seems like a lot of these have to do with the Spectre Club. Maybe we should go there.
I also went to the dentist's office just for fun. There's, like, not that much in there except for, like, a couple of notes from Alberto, and it's just kind of fun to see the weird dentist shenanigans.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. Like, not for any real reason. Creepy. Just because it's a dentist.
Just because it's, like, a dentist, and it's, like, an old-fashioned dentist, so you know they don't have, like, Novocaine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, there's just, like, lots of, like, kind of menacing syringes, like, really huge syringes scattered about. But other than that, it's, like, a nice dentist's office.
Yeah. You can go to Jacoby's office.
Yes.
He's not there.
He is not there, no. Yeah. He is doing a speech at the plaza next door, so we have to go find him because his office is locked.
Yeah, his office is locked, you need to get in there. So if you go into the plaza, he is pacing back and forth on top of a stage, which he conveniently announces as you walk up has a trapdoor under it, and he's practicing his speech.
And he's doing a horrible job.
It's like really funny because I was listening to him for like a long time, and he keeps like, it's like, has he written this speech? Because he keeps trying to change the beginning.
Yeah, I think, So basically, he's here to talk about how he wants to stop this, like, this amendment or act or whatever that will allow people to be, like, regraved. Which, like, in theory, if I don't know who this guy is, that is, like, a solid thing to say.
That's, like, that seems correct. And I'm also, like, I don't understand, like, I guess this is probably I don't understand, like, what is up with the regraving thing, other than they were just, like, I don't know, death. Everything in this game is about death.
It's because if you go into his office later after he steals his key, his family crypt was robbed once.
Oh, well, rip.
Or no, I think it wasn't, sorry, I'm on his wiki page now because I didn't write all this down, but I remembered reading the note. But he had a family crypt and the crypt was deemed disused by the government and seized, so.
All right, so he's just being a bitch, but also.
Yeah. So he's like, I get like. The dude has a point. Let's not dig up people's bones. But, like, he is evil.
Part of me was like, does he want to steal people's bodies? Because, like, that seems like a thing this cult man would want to do. But I don't know.
I don't think they have any interest in people who are already dead.
Good point. Anyway, his speech sucks.
Yeah, he keeps, like, joking. He keeps, like, trying to come up with, like, new jokes. It's like, no. Jokes in the about the dad are in poor taste. And then restarts the beginning.
But yeah, basically, you just need to get his key, which you can do in many ways. You can jump him through the trapdoor, which is funny.
Yeah, you get, like, there's a trophy for dropping him through the trapdoor.
I didn't do it, because I couldn't figure out where the lever was, and I was tired.
Yeah. I knocked out a guard outside the plaza, stole his face, walked in, went up to Jacoby, stole his key, and left.
Nailed it.
They did not find that suspicious after all. Because there is a note when you use semblance for the first time, it tells you, like, if you act suspiciously, people will see who you truly are. It's like, I think, like, walking up to a public official, stealing his shit.
Yeah, cops love to steal stuff. I don't know what you're...
Great point. And, like, an extra, like, note to this is, like, you can't pickpocket someone unless you're crouched. So you walk up to a man, walk behind him, crouch behind him, steal his key... Stand up and leave.
Yeah, that's totally normal. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so you can leave and you can go back to his... You can go back to his house and open his office.
Yes, and there's a little note... There's basically just, like, his notebook in his office is, like... what does it say? I wrote this down on the Shan Yun note instead. It's, like, basically...
Which note?
Oh, the one where it's, like, oh, he and Shan Yun have, like... a joint safety deposit box.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But it's like, and it also mentions in there, you need both keys to open it. So you, like, find his key, but you need the other one.
Yeah. So, like, and it says, oh, thank you, bank manager Dolores Michaels. Your treasures will be safe in the Dolores Michaels bank. And Billy notes, oh, Dolores Michaels, DM. I bet that's the third person who's a cultist.
Damn, weird.
Huh. So these are, like, the three leaders of the Eyeless Gang, basically.
Yeah.
And you can also turn around and look at this funky painting on the wall, and if you click it, it is a secret painting, and it will reveal a safe behind it. Very
yeah.
convenient, except it's so gross what's in there.
Yeah, it's this fucking... Well, so there's some blood. There's some blood in there. Like a
vial
of blood.
There's a vial of blood.
great thing to keep in your safe. Your non-temperature-controlled safe.
Ugh.
In a tropical climate. Anyway.
Didn't even think about that. Extra bad. Please continue.
I lost my place in my notes, but it's basically, it's, like, so there's, like, also a note in here where basically it's, like, oh, like, some guy was, like, bothering the Spectre Club and, like, asking questions about Jacoby and was, like, assumed he was connected to some murders, and so it's, like, oh, you get this objective to, like, find evidence of the murders, and the evidence is in the safe because there's a note where basically he's, like, yeah, I was, like, exsanguinating this guy, but, like, he didn't even, like, do anything that I wanted, and, like, he didn't tell me about the void. And it was really annoying, yeah. And all he did was, like, mention Teresa. And also he, like, said my name a bunch.
So weird.
Anyway, his blood's here. Bye. So you can take this stuff to a journalist. The journalist who's asking questions about the murders. Because this is the guy that he murdered.
Yeah, so, yeah. Like, you get a secondary objective that's, like, proof that Ivan Jacoby is, like, a murderer. And you're like, cool. The journalist's office is very inconveniently inside, like, this plaza with the Dolores Michaels Bank. And every single time I do this, I get, like, kind of stuck because there's, like, a balcony on the right you can stand on. And you can use foresight to go over to the journalist's balcony and place it. But you have to jump off the, like, get a running jump off the balcony to be in range of the displays.
I did not do that. Every time
I do this horrible running jump, almost slam into the ground in front of all these guards, and then disappear in front of their face and, like, run into a door up on the second balcony of the journalist.
And they all think that's super normal.
And they don't see me at all.
I think I stole a guard's face and just walked in there.
That's probably easier.
Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, the journalist is up there and basically takes your evidence and gives you a reward.
Yeah, he's also, like, just been beat up. Like, there's blood on his face.
Oh, yeah.
And his shirt. He's, like, cleaning off his broken nose.
Like, if you walk up the stairs, some eyeless walk past you and talk about how they just beat him up.
Oh, that's kind of funny. I didn't notice that.
So, like, as I was walking up, I was like, oh, he's gonna be fucking dead. But then he was just, like, busted.
Yeah. I was like, you guys probably should have killed him, but okay. So, yeah, this reporter, for no apparent reason, is just, like, completely happy to tell you about his scoop. Like, without question, he's just like, oh, man, I just got beat up by the Eyeless gang because of the murder. And you're like, sir! It's
like, you just walked into his office. Like, man, this is an Arby's.
But he tells you there's been, like, a string of suspicious deaths in Karnaca where all of the victims had the blood drained from them while they were still alive, which is gruesome.
Also, I don't know how they know that they were still alive, but whatever.
I don't know, and I don't know enough about the body or blood to really tell you.
Yeah, me either.
But, like, I do theoretically believe that that's possible. I've seen enough, like, horrible films. I watched that Zodiac film. Brad Pitt was in it.
I did not.
It's pretty gross, so don't.
All right. But yeah, basically, you can, like, give him your evidence. He's like, cool, here's the code to my safe, instead of just handing you the reward like a normal person.
Yeah. He just was like, open it up. Very funnily, he has a copy of Galvani's memoirs in his office.
Oh, yeah. Which talks about the most important day of his life, which is the day he met Anton Sokolov.
Worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also nearby this area, you can go to, what is his name? I can never remember this dude's name. Eleuterio Cienfuegos is the guy who was murdered, who was exsanguinated, which is obviously not great.
Not great.
Yeah. This game always portrays this as really funny, because, like, it takes you a while to get to the point where they're like, oh, their bodies are being drained. It's like, if you know what exsanguination is, like, this is not a surprise, but they really set it up like this is, like, the mystery.
I know. Well, also, if you go to the Spectre Club first, this will also not be a surprise to you.
That's true. But yeah, you can go to Cienfuegos' apartment. He was a painter, and he owned a pharmacy.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't go here. I didn't know this was here.
Yeah, it's, like, just outside the bank. And you can find a painting there called... Oh, God, what's it called?
Oh, my God. Is that fucking so bad?
No. This is a Cienfuegos painting. He is, like, three or four. It's called Impression of the Void, like, N degrees 2.
Great.
And they're, like, all like that. They're all, like, really bleak paintings of, like, the void. This one in particular is, like, these, like, obsidian buildings with a giant fucking whale swimming around them.
That sounds like the void.
It sure does sound like the void. And you can also just, like, find various notes that, you know, he was wild as shit and kept having dreams about, like, this weird area in Shindere Peak, and he kept going up there, and I think he sold out the Eyeless. This is, like, a little hard to figure out.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he did sell out the Eyeless, but I don't know how, which I guess is why he was murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that's probably important.
Yeah. So, not great. Just fine.
Fine.
And then you can just leave that place. No, I want to talk with the taxidermist.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, the taxidermist is fucked up.
Yeah, I accidentally came here. I came here accidentally because usually there's like enough guards wandering around, and displaced works well enough that you literally don't ever have to go on the ground if you don't want to.
Yeah, you can just like do Spider-Man shit.
Yeah, but I went to the taxidermist's office because I used like foresight and I saw like a person down there and I was like, what?
There's a totally, it's normal. There's nothing weird going on at the taxidermist.
Yeah, so I went down there and I saw some rats and I talked to the rats. The rats were subsequently creepy and told me that there was like fresh meat and blood nearby. It's like, great.
Okay.
They also tell you that there's a lot of blood flies nearby, which is like our first real experience with blood flies in this game.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And if you keep walking, like, around that area, you'll find, like, little balled up pieces of paper that say stuff like, help me. And you're like, wow.
Don't weird. Love I this. Wonder if that's connected.
So you can go into this taxidermist's office, and I not immediately. I guess you don't have to, because apparently you can just walk down to her basement without...
And she doesn't care.
Apparently not. But if you walk down
usually,
to her
if
basement,
I had a murder basement, I wouldn't let people walk down there.
Yes, well, if I were to have a murder basement, I also wouldn't let people walk down there. I guess she thinks it's fine because she booby-trapped it.
Oh, yeah, there's, like a...
There's a tripwire.
Tripwire, that's the word.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I went down there, and there's, like, a person standing on a cage. He's like, hey, let me out, this lady's killing us. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, isn't she, like, breeding blood flies on purpose?
Yeah, basically what she's doing is she's abducting people, locking them up. Letting blood flies kill them and nest in their bodies, and then after the blood flies are done, she takes the bodies, puts them in the incinerator, and harvests the blood amber from them.
Oh, right. Blood amber is not even worth that much money.
I know!
It's like, because you can pick it up and it's not worth that much money. Like, there must be, like, a more efficient, less murdery way to make money.
I know! Yeah. It's... So, very weird. And so the guy's like, let me out. And I was like, yep, I sure as shit am gonna let you out, because what the fuck?
Yeah, so you can let the guy out.
You can let the guy out. He will run away. Apparently, like, if you don't knock the taxidermist out, she'll come downstairs and, like, try to bribe you to not say anything and not doing anything. But I did knock her out, so I didn't get that.
Yeah, I think I've always either knocked her out or killed her, so I don't think I've ever gotten that.
Me either. Yeah.
This city's fucked up.
Yeah, there's also, like, two dead bodies that you can throw in the incinerator and get the blood amber from just because they're already dead, so I did that.
Might as well.
It's like, well, you guys are already dead, though. I am sorry about this whole situation.
Yeah. It's, like, really funny that it's like, well, you can still get the money.
Yeah, and I just went...
Thanks, game.
I just went into this room and stole so much blood amber. But, like, I just think that, like... abducting people is, like, a lot of work for what is not that much payout.
Yeah, or it's, like, and, like, honestly, like, if you're gonna purposely infest stuff with blood flies, it's, like, you don't have to use humans. Like,
yeah, you could use
a, like, cow or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't do this.
Yeah, it's, like, what, it's worth, like, 25 coin.
It's really just not a lot of money.
Do you just, like, ever abduct someone and murder them so you can get 25 bucks?
You would need to kill, like, 10 people to get a, like, a fetal rat facial. That just doesn't seem efficient.
You're right. So that was fucked up. I'd never been in there before. I was like, yikes.
Yeah. So, you do that, and then, do you want to do Blood Club or... House?
Let's do the Blood Club, just because I usually go... in through the Blood Club.
All right. Oh yeah, because yeah, the Blood Club and Sean Yun's house are connected, which is kind of wild.
So like, if the way the game sets it up is like, you don't have to go to the Spectre Club at all. It's next to Sean Yun's house, but the Spectre Club has two contracts. So if you're playing for a full game, you'll go there. If you go to Sean Yun's house, there's like a note on the door from Yulina Ray that says, "Hey, I'm coming back tonight. You better fucking let me in. Your servants didn't let me in, and I'm pissed."
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I went to her, her apartment is right next to the end, like, the beginning of this mission, so I went there first, and, like, she has a special knock, so you have to go all the way to her apartment to find out about the special knock, so you can get in.
I like how you say all the way back when it's like less than a block. It's like really not a far amount of way to go. From my understanding of the geography, they could probably sing to each other from their windows.
My understanding of the geography of this mission is at like a zero because you like are running around all over the place and it's like kind of a circle and it's too much for my brain.
Okay.
I don't know where anything is.
But yeah, so like there's a note on there that says like, I'm going to use our secret knock when I come by, so make sure to let me in. So Billy would be like, okay, well, I'll go find the secret knock. And I also went to the club in the or Yulina Ray's house in the beginning because it's literally right next to the beginning of the area. And she's like a nice lady with like a bunch of tats on her face, which I respect.
Yeah, she's cool. And yeah, she has a note there where she like is complaining about not being let in.
And there's, like, a note from Sean Yun back saying, like, okay, here's the secret knock. They'll let you in.
And, like, Billy's like, are you for real?
Yeah. I was like, how many, like, redheaded women do you think are walking around this city with full face tats? Like, your servants don't know it's her?
Well, apparently Sean Yun has, like, a bunch of fans. Because if you, like, are hanging out around outside his apartment, you'll hear them, like, stalking him. And, like, being like, oh, I saw him the other day when I was waiting here for 6 hours.
Yeah, so he's, like, a very, very famous, like, operatic composer, apparently. And they something I do really like about this is you can buy his songs on, like, autograph punch cards, which I just think is so neat.
Oh, yeah, you can just, you know, they're good. Mm-hmm. People like them.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. So I, every single time, I'm like, I'm not gonna do the whole special knock thing. And I just go over one store, like, one next door. And I knock on the door of the Spectre Club, and I'm like, hey, I want a drink.
And they're like, do you have our special fucking tattoo?
They're like, yeah, this club is members only. And she's like, well, here's my tattoo. The funniest thing in the entire game is the bodyguard is like, wow, Yelena's getting sloppy. Which is so funny. Yeah,
it's almost like she wasn't used to this.
So he lets you in.
Billy, you should have used, like, a ruler when you were... She also, it appears, like, free-handed it. Like, she didn't even draw it or anything.
She just went for it. I mean, like, it's not, like, a supremely difficult shape, but still, like...
I know. Like, again, that's on your body forever, but whatever.
I know. It's on your body forever.
Also, like, do you think she realizes later she just could have just, like, gotten in through, like, the special knock and not done this?
Yeah, I don't know, because it's, like, a weird setup, because, like, you have the option to not tattoo yourself, but, like...
It feels like a thing you have to do.
It feels like a thing you have to do in the game, even though you have the option not to do it. But, like, you encounter that at the very beginning. You have to go to the Red Camilla and find the appointment book to get the rest of the story. So, like, it doesn't really give you an option not to.
Like, I always do it before even remembering why. I'm just like, sure, whatever. Tattoo, baby.
Why not? This is a video game. There's no consequences.
Fuck me up. But yeah, so you go into Blood Club. It's a bar.
Yeah, so the Spectre Club is a bar purely for the Eyeless Gang. The bartender, who you are supposed to kidnap, tells you about the house special called the Sanguine Infusion, which we know what that means. We know that means blood.
Yeah. Wow, the Sanguine Infusion means blood? Never would have guessed.
Yeah. It's like, okay, like, to be fair, most of these people did not go to high school.
That's true.
Considering the amount of people we hear singing the ABCs, EFG, like, we hear a lot of people singing the ABCs, so I'm gonna, like, let that one slide, but, you know, I know what's up.
Alright.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he's like, oh, there's a private party upstairs, and it's, like, booked up, so you'll have to go later.
Yeah.
But then he'll sell you a drink.
Then I got rum.
I got a fucking rat liquor. Because Billy's like, do you sell that horrible shit here? He's like, you'll like it.
It's so funny. No, I just got rum. And, like, you can walk around this Spectre Club. It's, like, very Wizard of Oz every time I go in here because the entire thing is green. Like, green walls, like, green curtains, only green furniture.
Yeah, they didn't, you know, they were just doing whatever, I guess.
Yeah. Which is, like, kind of funny considering their thing is blood, but...
I think if it was red, maybe that would be a little too on the nose for, like, all the rich people.
I'm gonna disagree because I've been in all those rich people's houses, and they love red.
Alright. Hopefully they're not literally stealing blood.
Yeah. So, like, one gang member will say as you walk by that, like, the Sanguine Infusion, like, pulls back the veil and allows you to commune with the void directly. And it You're like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's distilled from the blood of the dying. She just fucking tells you.
Okay.
But cool. This is completely neutral territory, so you could just walk right upstairs and go see it. It's you not can private. Just walk
around. You can, like, see these people getting blood infusions from, like, a different room. It's like these people, like, sitting in chairs, like, with IVs, basically.
Yeah, and they're getting, like, blood infusions. And, like, it's so black because they sit there. They're like, oh, I see the veil parting. You're like, what the fuck? Y'all.
Like, you guys, are you for real? Yeah. So, yeah, these are all, you know, I guess Billy's sitting there is like, I guess this is the outsider's fault.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is the outsider's fault. But you can just go, I mean, I guess it's technically the outsider's fault. But, like, what the fuck? I hate rich people. But, yeah,
people in our world try to, like, steal the blood of the young or whatever. So, you know.
Okay. We're gonna move on.
Sorry.
Yeah, but, like, again, this is neutral territory, so you can just walk down the fucking hallway, enter the room next door where there's, like, a man in a waistcoat taking notes, standing next to a man who's being exsanguinated.
Yeah, like, some, like, worker who's, like, just, like, on a bed having his blood stolen.
Yeah, and the guy in the waistcoat's really not bothered about the fact that you've just walked in, which is convenient, because I knocked him out, but I was like, I feel like you should be, like, a little bit more worried.
Yeah, like, you'd think, surely at some point people try to stop you from doing this, but I guess not.
Yeah, I guess not.
There's, like, a note about how the machine works, and it's basically, do not reverse the flow while it's, like, happening.
So I immediately reverse the flow of blood.
Yeah, and then, yeah. So the dude basically, like, passes out, the machine, like, breaks, and I think all the people who are, like, getting their blood infusions had their blood stolen.
All the people getting blood infusions passed out as well, which if you, like, there's not really a way to avoid this but there's one Eyeless gang member standing guard in the private party room, and she's guarding, like, a walkway over to Sean Yoon's house, but if all the donors pass out, she will notice and go on guard.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. This is the last contract. You have to take this guy, who is Alberto, the missing brother, and leave the Spectre Club with him and take him out to, like, a boat on the canal.
That sounds like work.
It's actually, like, not too bad, because you could just, like, I just did a really good job. I was like, I'm just gonna run out with
him. You just pick him up and go?
You can just pick him up and go, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's what I did. And then you can listen to, like, an audiograph for Ivan Jacoby, number one creep.
Yeah, I did not realize until this time playing the game that this was Jacoby, because I'd never done the, like, newspaper mission before.
Oh, yeah, no. This is, like, an audiograph, like, of Jacoby trying to record the people who are being exsanguinated, because he's really interested in, like, the void, and he thinks that they're communing with the void when you do this, so he's recording them.
Yeah. It's like coming back to that idea that, like, you see the void when you're about to die.
Yeah. So, don't know about that.
Yeah, basically, so there's, like, this person, like, dying, and he's like, do you see the outsider? And the guy is just, like, begging for his life, and he, like, gets mad about it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is Cienfuegos, because he mentions, Teresa, yeah, Teresa. Whales, and, like, a shack up in the mountains, which will be important later.
I guess.
But yeah, like, I was like, wow, fuck you, dude. If you are so interested in the void, do something else to find
it. Just be more interesting, and then the outsider will talk to you. It's not that hard. Billy did it.
Yeah. And then you can just leave from here and go across the walkway to Sean Yoon's house.
Yes. Yeah. And he has a fancy house.
He does have a fancy house. It's, like, four stories. There's honestly not that much in it. There's, like, a couple of guards walking around. But the only thing of note that they tell you is that Sean Yoon has a, like, prized possessions gallery, and the floor is
in his house,
yeah. And to be clear, the prized possessions are all his items. They're, like, the guitar he composed a certain song on.
Yeah, an audiograph of his newest whatever.
Yeah, so they're, like, it's, like, his gallery, and the guards will mention that the floor is they've just turned the electric floor on, so no one can go steal it.
An electric floor is, like, something new. Like, who needs a fence? Just electrify your floor.
Yeah. And also, they do mention that someone died.
Cool. Classic.
Yeah, apparently she went in there to, like, get an autograph, but he wasn't in there. The electric floor was on, and she was there screaming. But he was giving a concert, so no one heard her, and so she died.
Great.
Yeah. So I just killed all these guards.
Yeah.
There's, like, yeah, honestly, there's really not that much in the house. The only thing is, like, mission important stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, basically he has a little safe in his room, which if you try to open it, you'll find that the lock is opened by his voice. But there's like a note where basically he's like, oh, like the safe people at the bank were like, oh, I should make it so that it only works for my actual voice. But no, I need it to work for an audiograph because at that time I had a cold and I couldn't open it and wear my nice jewelry and it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yes. It's super funny. And he also mentions that he's changed the song that he's using. And so he is using a new song that is, he's like, maybe I'll just go, like, I'll trade out this audiograph card that's in my private gallery and use that instead. So then you get the mission marker that you have to go to the electric chair room.
Yeah. And yeah, and he basically, he's like, he changed the safe, like, song code because he told Iolina what it was. And he's like, I don't fucking trust that bitch, even though I'm dating her.
He's like, I love her, but I can't trust like that.
It's like, okay, I mean, okay, dude. That's yeah. Your choice.
He's also in, like, the room next door, and you can just go in and knock him out. Basically, his premise is that he hasn't been seen in a while because he's having a lot of trouble coming up with a new song.
Yeah, and then he's like, I think there's, like, a note or something where he's like, he started getting blood infusions at the blood club, mm-hmm. and they, like, made him feel closer to the void and were helping his art.
So now he owns, now he's really, really important to the blood club because he's a special walkway that lets him leave his house and go to the blood club without even touching the ground of the commoner.
Yeah, great, dude.
Yeah. I always forget. I always try to do. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to knock him out and steal his face, which does not work. You can steal his face, but it doesn't replicate the voice. So if you try to sing, Billy will be like, guess you can't fool a machine.
Oh, does she actually sing? I was like trying to make her sing because I knew you could do that, but I didn't. I forgot you had to steal his face first.
Yes, you have to steal his face.
That's cute.
So I gave his face back and I went downstairs and it's, like, not difficult to turn off the electric floor room. That's, like, the door is locked. But you can literally just get in the dumbwaiter and go down.
Yeah. Yeah, you just ride the dumbwaiter up there and take the whale oil tank out.
And you're done.
I think you can get in through the ceiling of the room.
Yes, you can get in through the ceiling of the room, land on top of the cases, and lean over, open the case, and take out the card without touching the ground. Because you can get a trophy if you do that.
Yeah, it's, like, annoying, though.
I have done it, but it was super annoying and I wouldn't recommend. It was
just, I think the first time I did it because I couldn't figure out how else to turn it off.
It's just, like, annoying, not because it's particularly difficult, but because, like, having to lean over the edge of, like, the case you're sitting on and grab it is actually super hard.
Yeah, it's just like trying to steal that
the
painting.
The actual mechanics of that is really difficult. Because, like, in real life, if I sit on top of a bookcase, I can just reach down and my arm moves, but
when you're playing a first-person video game, it's not so easy.
Right. And then you can just go back up there, put the audiograph card in the audiograph player, and open his safe and steal his shit.
Yeah, and so he has the other key to the safety deposit box and a note that says the same thing, because you can come here first.
Yes. You can also find another painting, which is The Summit Illuminated, which Billy will comment that looks like Shindere Peak.
Weird. How does she know what Shindere Peak looks like? I guess she sees it.
I mean, I guess it's, like, probably the same as looking as any other major mountain. You'd be like, if you see that every day, you'd be like, yeah, I know that mountain.
yeah,
plus, it's also, like, split down the middle, so I guess it's a distinctive mountain.
It is pretty distinctive, yeah, and I think it makes, like, weird noises because of that.
Yeah.
There's, like, a note in here, and there's a note somewhere in here where it's basically, like, a recipe for, like, using tongues for, like, making a thing that makes you sing better, and it's very clear from the way it's written it's meant to be, like, human tongues.
Yeah.
Gross. So great. Love this guy.
So gross. I killed Seanyeon.
I think I just knocked him out, but I was like, man, I don't like this guy.
Well, so this is the problem as well. I was going through this. I was like, I'm pretty sure I've killed him before, and it changes certain things that, like, happen in the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Dishonored Wiki to make sure, and it does. But, like, nothing big, but, like,
Well, because probably it's just, like, are there, like, newspaper articles that's, like, he's dead?
There are newspaper articles, and I'm just gonna spoil it. If you kill him, then you, Alina Ray, will commit suicide in a later mission.
Sorry, Alina.
Yeah.
Sorry. Your boyfriend sucked, though.
Yeah, he does suck. So, there's other things like that. I did not kill Ivan Jacoby, but there's, something else with him that's, depending on whether or not you kill him or leave him alive, something will change regarding his gang, but I don't remember what it is.
Okay, yeah, I can't remember if I killed him or not, so we'll find out. Yeah. I like that Dowd was like, the world won't care if you kill them, but, he was wrong.
Yeah.
That's very Dowd, actually. Murder doesn't matter.
In the grand nihilistic scale of things.
Yeah, but yes, in the sense of their girlfriend will be sad.
But, I think maybe this guy's girlfriend is gonna be upset.
Yeah, I like that as, Dowd, can't see, on that granular level. He's the only thing that matters is, the fate of the world, and for that reason I'm gonna kill God.
Okay, well, fine.
And it doesn't matter that I did all these murders.
Exactly.
Good job.
I'm pretty sure that's it. I just went back out through the Spectre Club, I grabbed Alberto, and I ran out.
Take him and run! Yeah, I've never done this, because he's, standing in a room with a bunch of people, and it just seems like a lot of work to kidnap him.
Yes, it does. I did it anyways, because I already knocked out all the people upstairs, so I was like, well, there's only, four people downstairs. I might as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I killed, two of them on the stairs, but then I was like, actually, I'm just gonna grab him and run and see if that works. And it did.
And you did it.
So it's fine. So you get to leave the area, and you get to go home, and now your next objective in the next mission is gonna be this fucking bank.
Yeah, turns out there's a bank heist, because this game is great.
Yeah. Billy will also comment that, having a mystical, mythical knife in a bank is just, really funny.
I know, it's literally, they had this magical artifact, and they put it in a safety deposit box.
It's,
I guess.
It's so funny.
Okay. I don't know what I would do differently, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. That's all you can do. It's just, a little compact area.
That mission was long.
These are kind of long missions.
Well, because there's only five. Yeah. The bank heist takes for fucking ever.
I know.
It's really hard, actually.
It's my least favorite one. I'm like,
ugh. It's a very fun concept, and I enjoy it, but also it's really hard.
It's just annoying.
But yeah, we'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think that's it. Where can you be found on the internet?
You can find me on the internet at Lucky Dice Kirby, where I keep tweeting about Dishonored instead of talking about on this podcast.
Huh?
And you can find the show at Drunken Whalers. Where can people find you, Claire?
You can find me on Twitter at Surrealist Trees. And the intro and outro music is Goosebeak Whale by Alps, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
I was walking down the hallway a couple weeks ago, and I heard my roommate Linda, playing the beginning of one of our episodes, but I couldn't place the song.
what is this?
This is so familiar.
It's almost like I hear it every week or whatever.
Yeah, and then when my own voice started talking, I did not recognize myself.
That's funny.
It's like, who the fuck is that?
You're the one who edits these. I feel like you listen to them more than me.
I listen to them so much, I just didn't expect to hear it.
That's funny. Thanks, Linda.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. Next week, we get to go rob a bank.
Bank.
Bank. All right, bye. Bye.